defensive effort, you couldn't have been too upset in the, when you looked at that film.
No, the guys flew around and played hard, played physical, played with a lot of emotion, and had a good time.
Can you now that you've had a game like that, can you replicate it, duplicate it?
Yeah, I think we can. You know, guys will go out and just, you know, play with the same energy, play with the same focus. They're having fun, playing physical, they're playing together as a group, starting to understand things better, and I think definitely we can continue to play well.
You got another challenge, although his numbers aren't what they normally are. In the run game, Chris Johnson, just what kind of problems does he present for you?
He's a home run threat every time he touches the ball. You know, he can get on the perimeter and get on the edge. If you give him a crease, you know, he has ability, obviously, to take it the distance every time. So we have to be really gap sound. We have to be fundamentally on point with the stuff that we do, and we have to keep him corralled and keep him, you know, from getting on the edge of our defense.
Apparently, Sean Green's healthy now, and obviously a different kind of back. Just what do you see from him?
They're different. It's a different style of back, you know, and I'm pretty sure they'll use the dual system with those guys, you know, to give a change of pace with him. You know, he's a good football player, so he'll be back in. I'm pretty sure he'll get quite a few touches also to try to get a balance, you know, with the different type of running style that he brings to the table than CJ. So we have to be ready to play a complete game in the running attack.
And Jake Locker now looks like he's fully healthy. Another quarterback, I guess he can run a little bit, huh?
Yes, he has a strong arm also. You know, he's getting better throwing the football, and, you know, he moves the chains with his feet. You know, he can extend plays. He can get outside the pocket, and he runs very well. So, you know, he's also a dual threat guy with the ball in his hand.
You guys kind of working, pulling Finnegan back into the mix. Just how did he fare last week, and what does he kind of add just in terms of attitude and things like that?
He did a great job last week, and he brings that tenacity. You know, he brings that aggressive attitude, you know, and brings the energy, you know. So guys feed off of him. You know, he's the leader on the back end, you know, so it's good to have him back, you know, and that's how the game is played, you know, with the toughness and the stuff that he brings. So look for him to continue that this week.
What did you see on the tape of that long touchdown pass? Is there anything Janoris could have done different? It looked like he was in perfect position for the play and kind of stumbled a little bit.
Yeah, he just lost his footing a little bit, you know what I mean? So he didn't get a chance to finish aggressive at the top of the route, you know, and the receiver was able to do that, you know, so that allowed him to pull the ball down. But, you know, just one of those things we have to just keep working on, keeping our balance, you know, and try to finish at the highest point of it and get the ball out and try to, you know, avoid having explosive plays.
Nick mentioned Finnegan overall for your corners. Was that one of their better games, their best game?
Yes, you know, for us to be able to rush the passer and get to the quarterback like that, you know, guys have to do well outside, you know. They're putting hands on receivers pretty good and competing and challenging guys out there. So, you know, for it works together. You know, the defensive ends and defensive line, that all complements each other on the back end.
What wanted to ask you too, but just about their receiving coordinate, Washington, Kendall Wright. I guess Kenny Britt isn't playing that much lately, but just what do you see there?
Talented group of guys. You know, Wright is very quick, can change directions really well, and you know. Nate Washington, you know, has been a savvy player. You know, he knows how to run routes. He gets open, and, you know, and Britt is a big man. You know, he's a power, physical guy. And, you know, and Williams, you know, they have a good group of receivers overall. And then, you know, Delaney Walker, you know, they flex him out, and, you know, he's very athletic tight end. So we have to come play another good game because they have weapons that they can get the ball to.